what we call a common workhorse that is not trained for a walking horse or pleasure horse, riding horse.
Okay.
But just strictly for work.
Okay, we're talking about the word ride. You would say, have you ever
ridden a certain horse?
Yes, I
rode him yesterday.
Okay, and today I'm going to
ride him again.
Okay. Man was riding a horse and he fell.
Fell off.
Okay. He were in bed and he fell. Would you say
he fell out of bed?
Okay. The things that you put on a horse's feet.
That's his shoes.
Horseshoes. Okay, and what about the game that you play?
Pitching horseshoes you speak of.
Okay. When you're putting a horseshoe on a horse, you tack the shoe to his what?
To his hoof.
Okay, and if all four of these are called his
hooves.
Okay. And any terms especially used right here for a male sheep?
Buck.
Okay. This is used in mixed company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, in some parts of the country, it's not permissible to use the word buck or bull or stud or a stallion in mixed company. They refer to them as beasts or he beast or something like that. But around here, I've never heard that.
No, it's you speak it right out plain.
Okay. What about for a female sheep?
That's a ewe.
Okay. And what do you get off of a sheep when you shear it?
The wool.
Okay. What do you call a male hog?
A boar.
Okay. What about a female hog?
Sow.
Any other term you ever hear?
A gilt is a female that has never been bred.
Okay.
And a bar is a male hog that's been castrated.
Okay. What are the different types of hogs that you run into around here? Do you know?
You mean the
breed?
Yeah. Yeah, there's Poland China and the Berkshire.
Mm-hmm.
A spotted Poland China, I believe they call them.
Okay. What do you call the little things that they call them on a hog's back too, but on your toothbrush, the little
bristles?
Bristles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about a hog that's in disgusting? On a wild hog, or on any hog, I guess, the long teeth that they have.
Yes, called a tusk.
Okay. What about when you feed a hog in? The long
trough.
Okay, if you have two of these?
Be troughs.
Okay. You have any certain terms for a wild hog?
We speak of them a lot of times as a wild boar.
Okay. You ever hear, and what about hogs that, way out in the country, sometimes people will turn them loose and let them run wild and then catch them?
They finally call them a wild hog or a wild boar.
Okay. Let's see. To work on horses, bull calves, boars, cats, anything, any male animal that you don't want to produce offspring,
you call them castrating them.
Okay. What about the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned? Do you call that a bawl?
Bawl. He bawls for his mother.
Okay. And a full-grown cow at feeding time, like what?
She might bawl.
Or would you ever say low?
Low, yeah.
What about the sound that a horse makes at feeding time?
He might neigh.
Okay. Any other term you ever use? Quicker?
Whinny? Yeah.
Okay.
Whinny or neigh.
You're going down to give the cattle their food.